Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A lesson in revenue generation from the airlines of all places. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. That's the topic for today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. We're talking about how to generate the Benjamins, man, how to make a lot of money. You slice it, you dice it, you sell stuff that you already have, and man, when I share these figures with you, wow, the United States Airlines are making a killing. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the Time Vampire series that we just finished up. Want to have a little bit of fun, but also be serious at the same time. Say, man, you've got to be focused. So many people are scatterbrained, man. The worst part is they're majoring in minor things. You know that. I mean, we all know what we do wrong. We all know where we waste time. We all know we only get 168 hours in the week, yet we just waste it. And we don't even try. It's like we don't even care. It's like, yeah, I'll spend a half hour zoning out on this TV show, or I'll spend a half hour talking to this person. And, you know, Jim Rohn had a great analogy, one of the many, many, many Jim Rohn quotes. If you've never listened to a Jim Rohn CD or an audio, you should pick them up and just put them in your car, and along with this podcast, by the way, and just listen to them. He had gave the analogy one of his times about being out of focus and getting off track. And it's like running a race of, you know, running a marathon, 26-mile marathon, and you know, somebody's running next to you the entire time, and they just kind of, not even a big deal. You hardly even feel it. It's like just nudge the elbow to your elbow, and you maybe go an inch off track. And that's over the course of every, you know, every couple hundred yards or so. Just kind of a little nudge, not a big deal. Before you know it, you're going to be in a different zip code at the end of the marathon. I mean, you're not even going to be anywhere near the finish line. And that's what distractions do to you. They do to me. And I'm saying I am not perfect by any stretch. I'll find, like I said, I'm the guy. I'll find myself sometimes click, 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 buy the TV on Amazon. And I was looking for a CD, a Christmas CD or something. I mean, just crazy. So you got to stay focused. And it hurts so much. And let me tell you, one industry that's focused is the airlines on making money. Before I get into the story, just a reminder, head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the number one motivational podcast, and leave some great feedback as well. Helps other people find the show. Hit me up on Twitter. Got a topic? Want me to talk about it? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. You can also follow my tweets there. I'm a tweeter. Was just tweeting at the gym. And I love it, man. I love it. I'll reply back, too. So here we go. Ready? This is from a 2014 article. Airline baggage fees. Okay. Guess how much U.S. airlines collected in 2013 in baggage fees. Okay, here's a number that shocked the crap out of me. Okay, here we go. Collected $6.16 billion in baggage. $6 billion in 2013. $3.5 billion in baggage fees, and roughly almost $3 billion in reservation and change fees. Okay, so of the $6 billion collected, let's dice it up. $3.3 billion in baggage, $2.8 billion if you want to change your reservation. Isn't that amazing? Slightly up from the previous year of $6.04 billion. Now this is wild. This is really, really, really wild. Let's talk about profit. How does this translate to profit for the airlines? Well, if you take a look, it was 26 passenger U.S. airlines that made up this study. Okay, so they profited in 2013 $12.5 billion, okay, as a result of all of this, plus the regular revenue that they generate, okay? Up from a profit of $98 million the previous year, 2012. Let me just throw these numbers back together for you, because I had to read them three times to make sure they were right. $12.5 billion in 2013. That's the net profit for these 26 U.S. airlines, up from just $98 million. Okay? Not even $100 million. It takes 10 times $100 million just to get to a billion, and they made $12.7 billion in just 1 year. So what's this tell you? Delta was at the top. Of course, I fly Delta. I just booked my trip to London. I'm speaking in London at the end of the month, and I'm speaking in Orlando. So just booked both these. And I'm saying, I wonder how much, because they're trying to hit me for economy seating, you know. For my flight to London, I'm flying coach because the difference is, I think it was like $1,300 for a ticket to London, and it was, because it's only a couple of weeks away, it's like $8,000 first class. So yeah, I'm flying first class to Orlando. That was less than $600. Let me tell you something. If I'm going to be on a plane for 2-3 hours and first class is even remotely cost effective, I'm jumping on first class. There's just such a big difference between boarding early, you know, getting it, just relaxing, getting your drink, chilling out, nobody not sitting in the middle seat or anything like that, you know, not being packed in like sardines. Let me tell you something. Lesson I learned, especially when I travel, if first class is available, I'm taking it. Every single time. The only reason I didn't fly first class in London, I don't feel like dropping $8,000. I think it's even $10,000. It's just a late booking. But anyway, here's the wildest stat that will knock you over, okay? And then I'm going to translate this into the everyday Saturday message, okay? You know, just in June of 2008, that was the first time American Airlines was the first airline to ever charge to check bags. That was just June in 2008, not too long ago, for a fee of $15. And then that year, they only collected, American Airlines only collected $278,000 in baggage fees. $278,000. Guys, we're talking about $6 billion. And then all the other airlines followed suit. So as a group, in 2008, they made $1.1 million in baggage fees. I mean, wow, wow, wow. So why are we talking about this on the Everyday Saturday podcast? Well, think about your own business. Are you giving away the whole enchilada? Can you slice it, dice it? Can you segment portions of your consulting, your training, and not give everything away? And I'm telling you, it's a great model. I've done it. A lot of other marketers do it. If you do, like I do speaker training, consulting, a little bit of internet marketing, biz ops, things like that. Also sell my podcast training. There's a lot of different things I did. If I packaged them all together, I wouldn't earn as much as if I sliced them up and charged a different amount for that. Think about when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy, remember the back in the day, just buy a head of lettuce for 99 cents, you're out the door. Well, now you got all these different pre-packaged lettuces. They're bagged for you, but it's like $3. So it's 300% more if somebody actually cuts the lettuce for you, maybe throws whatever they put in there to spruce it up a little bit, and you're 300% higher. Hey, I can do that, okay? I'll save the 300%, and I'll just go buy a head of lettuce and do it all myself. But it's for convenience. You want to just open up the bag, throw it in a bowl, eat the salad, you're done. You don't got to, you know, do what you got to do. Clean a head of lettuce, slice it up, put in all the other stuff. Guys, what are you missing in your own business? What is it that you're giving away? Think about this, all right? Use the airline, the baggage, cancellation fees, all that stuff. That's no joke, man. $12 billion from $98 million in 1 year? That's something that's going to make you sit up, take notice, and say, what is it in my business right now that I'm giving away as part of something else that I should be separating and charging for? And once you get that concept, man, I'm doing it myself. I'm going to be doing it today. What is it that I'm doing? Don't worry, I'm not going to charge for my podcast. Should I charge for my podcast? I'm wondering, should I really charge? No. But you know what I've been thinking about doing is putting together a whole other library of audios and putting them inside my members area and a whole different set of audios, nothing to do. I'm always going to do a free podcast because it's a great avenue for new customers for me, for new listeners. It's free. It's very non-threatening. You don't got to put in your name and email to subscribe. You just go to iTunes. You click the subscribe button, and boom, it's on your smartphone. It's on your computer, and you're done. I mean, it's a great avenue, one of the best. I think one of the best ways to build a relationship with somebody. But I'm thinking now my own business. So let's try to do this thing together, man. I mean, think about what it is in your business, or even if you haven't launched your business yet and you're thinking about doing it and you were going to package all this great stuff together, it's okay to put bonuses together. You know, it's okay to entice people to take advantage of your product. But then what is it, the intellectual property that you're giving away or services that you are bundling in, that if you separated them, you'd make a heck of a lot more money? Think about it. Think about it. These airlines are no dummies, man. We're talking a huge amount of money on the table for you and your business. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.